again.
Yeah, that's great. Oh my God, we have a new person. A new, yes, PJ showed up.
Well, I got the room later. I got that mojo.
It's working on you.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Yeah, well, we're okay.
No, we can just start with all the
we have. This is why God is sending. This is why God. Okay, we're back. Good. DJ's live now.
Yeah, probably.
Good, probably.
He resurrected the EJ.
That's right. It says it's recording. It's,
well, it doesn't say actually make it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so that's that. People need to read it. And the thing that I'm thinking is this is one of those things that really should be addressed and passed fairly rapidly, because the longer this goes, the more people are going to be confused by it, and it will become an election issue. As I say, at this point in time, I don't see it as any kind of a wedge issue or something that you're going to lose an election. I think you could pass this thing and go back to your constituents and say, I passed it. And they say, yeah, okay, fine. You know, what do you think about abortion? I mean, I don't think it's an issue that is a win or lose issue for any politician, which is why what's interesting is nobody's coming out for it yet, other than John Linder, but a couple of other people that have co-sponsored. I think it's H.R. 25 or something like that.
What's the chances of it actually passing?
You know, that's a good question. That really is a good question. And that's one of the reasons we do this show, is to try and gin up the grassroots. This is one of those things that is not going to pass unless it is what we call a grassroots
drive.
And I will tell you this.
Not a lot of special interest in this?
Well, there will be. That's the problem.
Right. It'll be against it.
Right. This is one of those things that it is people are living their lives, and so many people, you know, half the people that work at a wage, they have the money withheld. You know, they don't have any interaction like this. They don't realize what it's going to mean for them.
It's a game theory loser.
Pardon me?
If you apply game theory to the whether it'll win or not.
Yeah, it might be. But again, if people will simply write a letter, and I will say this, one thing that Neil Bortz did bring up in his book, which I did, by the way, I put the letter on there. In fact, what I think I'll do, it is on my blog site. I put the letter that I wrote to my representative, and people are more than welcome to plagiarize from it.
What's your blog site again?
It is called
Blogspot.
Blogspot. Yeah, Blogspot. And that's free, so I just put it there. If you go to Jimmy Doan, it's in there someplace. You go down to where it says.
I guess we'll link to it from our site.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And of course, the blog links back to Jimmy Doan. Point is that I wrote a letter to my four representatives, the two senators, and I have two. I don't know if I've got two House representatives. I'm only supposed to have one, but believe it or not, the division goes right down the middle of my street out here, and I forget who I am, or which one I am. So I wrote them both. Anyway.
Did you snail mail them or email them?
I snail mailed them.
Right.
And because it turns out that statistically, if you slap a 37-cent stamp on a piece of paper or an envelope or something like that and write them a letter, it counts for about 10, anywhere from 10 to 100 times as much as an email or a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
My representative typically represents around 500,000 people, roughly speaking, in that neighborhood, in that order of magnitude. If they get 100 or 200 letters, that is a deluge.
Oh, they think absolutely.
No, that's it. That's the end of the
world. If they get 30 letters, they think there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are affected by this issue.
Come on, they don't get 100 letters a day?
They don't.
No, they might, if they get it on one issue.
Letters a day.
If they get independently, not carbon copy letters, if they get sincere, this is what I really think, and somebody sits down and writes the letter, and they get...
Don't they just have a staff of college kids reading that for credit?
Yep.
Yes, and responding as well.
And responding, and they have the auto sign and the whole nine yards. But if they get 100 letters on the same subject from different people in their district, that is a deluge. And I can tell you, as we know, the same thing occurs. We do it when we were on actual talk radio. They said that the number of people that call in are about 1 in 1,000. So if you get a phone call, you have 1,000 people listening. And that's
we had a phone call.
Yeah, I know we did. we did have a phone call.
I am on call, so I'm sorry I have to leave my phone on some form of antagonism.
It's
going to
be a cooking emergency here.
Yes, exactly. Right. I have chocolates going.
So. That's right, the chocolate king.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, everybody know I got the upper crust account. She's going to buy me a new case for my chocolates for the front of the store.
Woo-hoo! And,
that means you're going to have to do some work.
I actually have to work.
Oh, my God.
Well, your students should be back and kind of get the cheap labor again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm love them interns.
Oh, man.
Love them interns.
And, you know, that brings up the immigration situation.
Ah, yes.
Interns are like immigration people, if you ask me.
Are like immigrants, people who are...
No, okay. And how is this?
They work for food.
Yeah, that's true.
Practically.
They
the
work
bank.
For food. That's right. They love that. They love that.
And some of those chocolate.
Some of those.
That's right.
Some of those.
They start off looking really good when they start to come to work for you. A few months later, woo.
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder where my profit goes. Yeah, you know, they call it the freshman 15. Yeah. This is more of a first semester 50.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, the. Well, you know, give them something else to suck on. I mean,
I don't only produce truffles. That's true.
That's what Bill Clinton does.
With his by the way, one quick question. When do we vote on the flat tax?
We don't.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, we don't. That is a legislative item, and Congress is supposed to do it. And actually, they are going to do, when they come back from their vacation, interestingly enough, you know, everybody's screaming about George Bush taking a 5-week vacation, which, of course, he's not. It's just the Texas White House. He does all the same stuff. But Congress is on a 5-week vacation also. Nobody's complaining about that.
They are. They're complaining it's not long enough.
Right. Well, that's right. But when they come back, they're supposed to actually take up another thing of tax reform every year. Tax reform, what you said earlier about the stability. It is au contraire. The instability, nobody knows what these guys are going to do. Once they start putting their fingers in it, they're going to add the 7 million words now. They could add another couple hundred thousand easy. And you know that there's mischief there. You know that some people are going to make out and they're going to do something. Let's see. There's something that they call there's a way in conference committee.
They are.
They're the pigs.
Are they outside? Is Congress here? Hold on. I certainly hear Senator King.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
God,
that's
that
right.
Guy is a living. Oh man.
Well, the real. I thought it was interesting that the real porker used to be Byrd of Virginia.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting because he got billions for Virginia, which is still the poorest state in the union. I'm kind of thinking, wait a minute now, there's something wrong here. And now Ted Stevens of Alaska is the pork king for Alaska. When in fact. You know that if you're a native Alaskan, you get a check
yearly
for like $1,800 or something. Yeah. Everybody in Alaska, they're not enough. No, I'm sorry. We have to put a $220 million bridge that's going to put the ferry operators out of business. And by the way, if you want to go to the airport, it's going to take twice as long as it did before.
And it links with 25 people. 50,
I think.
50 people.
Yeah, I was there, Ketchikan, yeah. Yeah, no, it's the stupidest thing in the world. No, it's nobody wants it. Nobody wants it.
Not even those 50 people.
No. Because it turns out it's
you'll get egged.
Yeah. It turns out that it's faster to get. The only reason they do it is when they go to the airport, just about. It turns out the ferry boat is going to be faster than the bridge. They figured it out. It's like 6 minutes on the ferry boat. It's going to take them 10 or 12 on the bridge.
And is he actually going to build this bridge?
Again, it ain't. Nothing's over till the check clears the bank. I mean, I don't know. It's one of those. Who knows? Again, we are talking about real pork here. So,
you know, and they can only work 4 months a year,
right?
And
they got to pay them big bucks,
huge money, danger pay. You know, my God, except nothing's going to get completed. A lot will be done.
Right.
A lot will be done. A lot will be spent.
Yeah, a lot
and
will be
much will be
well,
enjoyed.
Again, the fare tax won't affect that. So Ted Stevens should not object to the fare tax. That's just one of those things.
Well, right. that the tax issue comes up every year.
Yes, well, Curtis was saying earlier, he was talking about the stability of the thing, and of course, it's just the opposite, is the instability. That's the problem. That's and the fair tax will cure that. It'll be, you'll know from exactly what your taxes are every year because you'll be paying on everything you do. Again, it won't eliminate the mischief of Congress, but at least maybe we can spend some more time looking at that rather than what they're taking. We can look at what they're spending. So that's something else.
It's too logical for these idiots. You know it is.
Well, that is the problem. Again, my point is
Congress is going to vote on it?
Well, yeah, and here's they may or may not. They won't vote on it unless they get enough letters, and if they get enough letters, they will. And this is one of those things that better be done pretty quickly, because once the opposition gins up, they will run those ads that will make this thing look like it's the worst thing on the planet, and it's not.
How about if we get with some individuals, we print up several different letters, and we pass these out so individuals sign them. I mean, that's not
again. You got to be careful about that. I've done this already. Hello, so to speak. I told you I have a sample letter on my website,
but there's not
on my blog.
But you're still leaving it in the hands of the individuals who are
got to be though. That's
got to be. And again, remember now the other thing is that if they get the letters, if the people from, you know, that are listening to us are in Arkansas, they're going to write to their representative, not going to write to mine.
Right.
So, again, the bottom line is that the people that ought to be for it are just about everybody. The governors ought to be for it. It's going to simplify their life. There are going to be some complaints because of all the states that pay income tax. There's a rebate situation there. But it turns out that Neil covers this in his book. It is not a problem. It's all taken care of. Poor people are taken care of. Everybody's taken care of except for the IRS agents and the K Street gang. Basically, other than that, everybody's just fine. So 280 million of us make out like bandits. 200,000 people have to go get a new job. And they're smart and they're rich. What's the problem here? I don't see a problem. Okay, we're done with that. Let's move on.
Okay, what else we got?
You want to do immigration.
Okay, let's talk about immigration. What's your thoughts on this? Everybody in Arizona, New Mexico, they're freaking out.
They are
totally a national emergency or state emergency.
State emergency, I know. To be honest with you, it's one of those things that Jimmy Doan doesn't have much of an opinion on. I'll tell you one of the things. I've always felt in the past that anybody that came to this country of course, we were here in Florida.
Right.
But I figured if you floated here on an inner tube from Haiti, as far as I'm concerned, that's good enough for me. You can come in. I honestly believe that if you made sure that that if the welfare system did not take care, in other words, if you couldn't go to a hospital or anything like that on the taxpayer dime, I would say no problem at all with immigration. As long as you're coming here to work, what do I care? There is, and I'm learning how to speak Spanish, so, you know.
So the problem is no problem except unless you're luring them in with all the benefits.
If you're luring them in with the benefits, and, of course, you do understand when somebody, again, this is the same thing when you lose your job to somebody in China, that's one thing, but when you lose your job to this guy.
To a Mexican in Miami.
Well, no.
You've been doing the same job for 15. He's going to come in and, you know, he's got a lesser but similar education from Mexico, Haiti, you know, he's maybe an engineer, and so he's going to make maybe $25.
Well, no, we're not. I don't think that people are worried too much about the engineers. They're worried about the excess number of gardeners.
Well, I wanted to point out that, yeah, right, gardeners and people, roofers, right. Well, look, Mexican roofs are fine. No. Bring it down. Mexican roofs are fine. The problem is I just read a statistic that AP did a poll in Mexico. Half of all Mexican adults want to come to America.
Yeah, so workers. Yeah, I read that same thing. It's a lot. Whatever it is, it's a bunch.
Like half of 67 million
people. Well, so what if they did?
Oh, no. I think every person in every country should be able to come to America if they want to. And they can. I'm kidding, of course. Sorry, if there's just not enough room for us all. The price of real estate is high enough as it is.
Well,
you know?
You say that, but again, it depends.
I say it again. The price of real estate is high enough as it is.
You think?
I don't know.
You're worried about some wetback coming over here and raising the price of your home?
It's not just one wetback, you know.
Okay, 10,000 wetbacks come up.
It's hundreds and hundreds of
thousands. A million wetbacks show up here. Is that going to raise the price of your home? It's probably going to lower it.
The price of a lot of things. Well, it might lower the value of the home.
That's the price value.
Depending on where my home is, you know. I mean,
if you're on the border at New Mexico, you can
definitely just drop down a few, you know, a few points.
If you have, like, let's say you own a bunch of dirt out in Arizona right now, you could partition
that
it up.
Dirt is valuable to those Mexicans because they could build hovels in no time.
They got to have money, though.
Right. Well, they got to have a job, too. So they're going to go to places where they can afford to live, where there's work for them to do. And that is places where there's a great deal of growth and construction and maintenance taking place.
Cheap labor.
However, we have some individuals in this country that need to fill some of those cheap labor jobs as well, because they don't really have, you know...
Unemployment's at 5%.
It's a piece of cake.
Unemployment's at 5%.
It's the lowest it's ever been. Huh?
Yeah, just about. I mean, what's? I don't understand.
There's plenty of jobs.
Open up the Gainesville Sun here. For God's sake, there's two pages of fine print of jobs. I mean, what? I don't. I'm a little confused here. Again, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's a little jingoistic. I got to be careful when you start to seal off the borders.
I'm not suggesting we seal off anything. I don't want to. I'm not a Marshall Plan. You know, not the Marshall Plan.
Marshall Tucker Band. Marshall Law.
No, not Marshall.
Martial Arts.
Where is the? I'm not about closing our borders and restricting our, you know, the amount of people that can come visit the country. I don't think that is the issue.
Spend their money here and go home.
I'm absolutely. They can even buy shit here. They can buy shit that can't leave here. Buildings, land, stuff like that. These are all good things. However, if we just open our borders, laissez-faire, and allow what will be to be, open our borders, I think that is that's a serious error. I mean, I don't.
Okay, it could be, but again, how do you what's your plan? What's your plan to stop it?
Oh, well, I mean, here's part of that 5% of the 5% unemployment. We put these people with guns on the border, and we just stop a great deal more people. It doesn't have to be.
Now, of course, if you have guns on the border, that means you're willing to shoot these people that come across.
Well, some of these people, I understand, are willing to shoot you or anybody guarding, stopping them. There we go. Did you hear him? That was Pedro on the other side.
Is this your solution right here?
We don't need no stinking badge.
Say goodbye to the Alamo, huh? No, man. No, well, it's not a... Yeah, it is a matter of being logical and wise in the number of people you allow. And they have this ridiculous formula that figures out how many people can come in from each country. You know, and it's based on the wealth and the country's, you know, gross domestic product. And
it's always been that way. And, of course, it is, you're right, it is kind of stupid. And, again, this is one of those things that governments do. I mean, there's no logic involved in it. You're right. It's not logic. There's politics. I would say that if you what a lot of countries do already is you're welcome to come there all you want. You just got to tell them where you are. So if you could speed up the – in other words, if you could put 1,000 toll booths, not toll booths, but, you know, customs officials or whatever
border,
you call
it, border
access points or something
–
and basically, come on in, no problem.
Take
show me
your
ID,
your number, right?
Name, address, phone number, you know, photograph, whatever the hell it is. Where are you going? And every 30 days, you've got to check in or something like that, or else.
Right.
And so at least we know where you are.
So if your intent was to come here to do something that was not necessarily lawful, you're going to check in every month. You're going to tell them the truth. You're going to give them the right information, the right ID, the right
number. And then what you do is if you don't check in, you make the penalties fairly severe. I mean, you got the guy's photograph. Look, you got America's Most Wanted, for God's sakes. It shows on TV every night. So the guy doesn't check in on day 31. Boom, we're looking for this guy.
You got 1,000 images flashing at people.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
But
it's tough to hide.
It is tough to hide, man. You'd be surprised.
It's easy to get shot.
You'd be surprised how many people spot stuff like that. You say 1,000 images, but it only takes one person to see one of those images, and you call it coincidence. I call it providence or something like that. You can't hide. It was like reminds me of those little girls that went with that bearded guy. What was it? What was her name? The little girls that they were in shrouds or something, and they were in some town. They'd been like kidnapped, lured away.
The lunatic guy, California,
and they spotted them. I mean, you know, boom,
smart.
Done. Smart. That's exactly right.
Elizabeth Smart.
Elizabeth Smart. Yeah. I mean, hello. And I mean, they were in shrouds, and they, you know, now it took a while. Sure, okay, but you don't hide. I mean, that whole thing was 30 or 45 days, wasn't it, 2 months or something like that?
Yeah, even Eric Jewell. No, Eric.
Eric Jewell. Hi, Eric.
Eric Rudolph.
Yeah, he was on the loose for quite some time.
He got away for a few years with all the help. See, what you need is help. It's tough if you think about it. If you're somebody who's on the run, you've got to go to a house where they're not on the run,
right?
Or somebody's looking for them too, and if they're not, then they're hard.
And of course, once you put a bounty out on this person,
yeah.
You know, so you're hiding out with your poor Mexican brothers, and the bounty's $1,000. Hello, how long do you think it takes before you get turned in? Zingo, boom, done.
It's immigration, we call them because there's the wedding.
It's immigri.
That's right. One other way to get rich is turn in your buddies. No, anyway, so
it helps pay for the wedding, and we get a free ride.
I'm turning myself in, man. I have $1,000. Yeah, so, but I don't have, to answer your question about it, I really don't have the answer. And I know that out there in those areas, when you're literally being flooded.
They said there's 11 million illegal immigrants.
Well, you know, again, yeah, how do they know? Somebody says there's 6 million and there's 11 and whatever.
If there are 6 million, that's too many.
You think so?
Well, in all that space, they got hundreds of thousands of miles.
Not only that, there's 280 million people in the United States. 280 million people in the United States.
Who the hell would want to live in
it? We're talking about 3%. It's a rounding error.
Get out. I don't care what you say.
It's a rounding error.
Just because you live in, you know, Valhalla, I mean, the rest of the country doesn't necessarily. And when you open the borders, there's going to be an inundation of...
The borders are open already.
Just shit on legs. I'm sorry. There are individuals who don't need to be here.
Well, there's people...
And there's some that are.
Are here. Well, guess what? They're here. They're Americans, and that's their birthright. Sorry. Just your birthright to have the freedom of this speech.
At some point in time, nobody was an American.
But we're not there anymore.
Okay, you know...
We're here, we have 287 million people. I don't want 300 million more people here in the next 50 years.
There will be. Sorry.
See, I mean...
Too
that's
bad.
That's not wise.
Okay. There are a lot of... And actually, we'll do some more talk on this, because this is actually a little more complex than what you're talking about. It turns out, when you talk about the next 50 years and productivity and the youth and the society, whether it replenishes itself and so forth. There are a lot of other a little more esoteric questions that are involved in that, and we'll talk about that.
Claudia Schiffer's German.
That's okay. She can come.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
I love it. You are the master selector. You're St.
Right,
Peter
exactly.
At the gate.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
EJ wants
be
to be
happy to.
He's the gatekeeper.
He's the gatekeeper. That's right. EJ.
He can be the key master as far as I'm concerned. Absolutely.
Then there's also the thought of when you say, well, we're here now. Enough people are here now. Well, who gets to say that? Where do you close off the gate? Where do you get to say, oh, well, those of us that are here.
You just said it. Those of us who are here are here.
Well, that is, of course, that's just xenophobic and jingoistic.
No, I did not say we close off the borders.
No, I know.
Did not say this.
I agree. Okay.
I love international, multinational, multicultural. You know, life. I love the fact that there are people from around. I love that I've traveled around the world, that I meet people from around the world here. That's a wonderful thing. But if you put, you know, another 50,000 Mexicans here because they can afford to live in the student housing, man, it's going to suck, you know?
Nobody can afford to live in the student housing here, I'll tell you. Have you priced it recently?
It is
expensive.
Don't you worry, man. They're going to have 15 people making $9 an hour to put the fucking roof on these houses living in that fucking place, man. They can pay all the bills. They got no problem with the cable TV and the satellite and high speed, you know, so they don't have to use those fucking phone cards anymore.
I see. Okay, this is a good accent. That's very good. Of course, at least in this town, if you put more than three unrelated people in a particular dwelling, they will come and arrest you.
Right. But this, I think, and I believe, what I've seen is it seems that, you know, there is a certain amount of lawlessness that comes with, you know.
Lawlessness is illegal. I mean, it's illegal. Look, there are people that are here that are card-carrying, passport-born-in-America people that do illegal things.
They get jailed, deported, or both.
And they're called politicians, but that doesn't mean...
Oh, that's true.
But they're going to get jailed, deported, or both if they start misbehaving.
Yeah.
I'd rather them not start here.
I mean, but how are you going to cull out the ones you want from the ones you can't tell in advance? You know, what are you, the thought police? I mean.
Well, this is why you have a series of, you know, psychological evaluation. If you want to.
Oh, right. A psychological. Yeah, at the border. I can see that. I can see that at the border. And of course, again, what, you know, what do you get? Nurse Ratchet or somebody up there as a psychological evaluator?
It's not like they pick up their goods, their belongings from their home countries, and they just decide, today we go to the United States. And they go to the border, and oh, 5,000. And other people decided to do the same thing this morning. So there's a huge no. This is not what we want.
This is xenophobia. What happens if 5,000 people decide to leave Florida and go to Omaha, Nebraska?
Can I open the door for them?
Yeah. Well, okay. What happens if 5,000 people from Omaha, Nebraska, show up in Gainesville?
If they begin to behave lawlessly,
okay, I rest my case.
Right.
I rest my case.
They are U.S. citizens, and this is their birthright. Look, we have to start from somewhere, Curtis. Who's the one to decide? Well, those of us that are here should be the ones to decide.
Well,
how many more people from around the world can come?
Okay, there's a middle ground here, I'm sure. It's interesting because what Newt has proposed is that anybody that is going to become a citizen, of course, we have thousands every year that raise their hand, and, you know, 4th of July, whatever it is, that they have to, it's interesting, they have to take a history test. Interestingly enough, of course, if you happen to be born here in the United States, you don't have to know shit about our history. I mean, literally nothing. I mean, when you get, you look at a show like Street Smarts or when Jay Leno does Jaywalking, I mean, the most, there are PhD candidate people on UC Berkeley that don't know what century the Civil War is fought in, you know, that kind of, I mean, it's just unbelievable what people don't know that are here. And they, let me tell you something, this brings up another small point that I'll just glance over here and then we'll move on, and that is that things lightly obtained are lightly esteemed. And the simple fact is that it seems like if you are here, that you owe it to know a little bit about your own country, it seems to me. And that you don't is you're going to lose it.
Well,
that's why people are losing it. And now you find people that are coming into the country that know more about the country than you do. Well, maybe they have a better claim on it.
Well, look, I agree with you in many respects. The individuals that live here don't take up enough of the responsibilities that they I believe, are inherent in being an American. I mean, I think politics should be compulsory. Compulsory.
What?
You heard what I said. I think everybody
has
a social security number. Your number's drawn, and you are Senator Jones. Come on down.
Well, it's funny because Bill Buckley once said when he was running for something, he said he would rather have the whatever the city council was or the Massachusetts legislature or whatever it was. He said he could probably do better by randomly picking names out of a phone book than the ones that were there that had been elected. And when you realize that the qualifications to be elected are zero, except you have to be a good liar. I mean, you have to spend in California. I think if California, in order to braid hair, you are required by law to take like a 2,000-hour course. But to be a politician, you are required nothing. I mean, you can be a convicted felon, for God's sakes.
Well, that's just so that they don't put up big barriers to, you know, if you started to have these qualifications, started to think about what kind of qualifications you'd have out there, pretty soon everybody would have to be a lawyer, accountant.
I agree with you. And no question about it. But it is interesting that we have some, I know this comes as a shock, but there are some people in legislative positions that are not too bright.
Come on.
Well, no, it's again, what are you going to do? Make him take an IQ test or something? I mean,
No. It's what we get, though. It's okay. It's all right. It's just that explains some of the laws that we get, too. And that's one of the reasons why, again, not to beat the live horse too badly, but when you talk about 7 million words of tax code, you know, that was passed by people who some people are not well-versed.
7 million fries short of a Happy Meal.
That's right. That's exactly right. So anyway,
you know these people aren't reading the tax code.
No, let me tell you, and here in Florida, it's interesting because they revel in the fact that they pass all those bills the last day, literally at midnight. They call it the train. And I think, I'm not sure why they call it the train, but I think it's kind of like the bills kind of choo-choo through, and they've already figured out, nobody's read them, and
Well, they know what's in the. It's like movie scripts. They've been circulating for years.
Let me tell you, they have something, and I forget what it's called. It's in the markup. They have a word for provisions that are slipped into a bill that nobody knows about, and they vote on it, and it's in the bill. And I think it was either Simpson. It might have been either Simpson or Cranston or one of those people when they interviewed
Simpson!
Him. Yeah. When they interviewed him, they said, well, what's in the bill? He says, well, you know, in the bill you just passed, he says, well, I won't know until I read it. I mean, wait a minute. It's been passed.
They know. I'm not buying them. They know what
they know generally, but I can tell you that there are the little and again, there's a
they
word.
Probably have a staffer assigned to point to bullet it out the way you would condense
no question
a contract.
No question, but I can tell you that there are provisions in a lot of these bills that literally only one person knows about, and that's the person who's
who wrote
benefit
it.
Yeah, exactly. No question.
Yeah.
And that's when the drug lobby or the NRA or the Mothers Against Something or Another, whatever.
That's what they call slipping one past.
Yeah, they do it. They do it all the time. They do it all the time. And that's what I'm saying. When you have a bill, for instance, here in Gainesville, we had a bill, what they called the dog leash law. Well, what is there in the dog leash law that has to do with swallowing live goldfish on the county square? And that's in the law.
Well, if your goldfish doesn't have a leash on it while you're swallowing then you can't do it.
Not only that, it can have a leash on it or not. It doesn't matter. It's the fact that it's alive.
So you just have to eat live fish in the privacy of your own home.
Well, it's still illegal.
They'd throw you out of the country if you were lawless.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be grounds for deportation.
Deportation.
I think we must consider something more drastic.
That's right. Are these microphones popping?
You're real hot when you get up close to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta stay away from it. I need to get a little thing on it. Yeah, I am hot on it. Okay, right. Eric will fix that.
That mic, you can be anywhere in this room, and
yeah. Well, that's why we paid big bucks for this mic.
That's right.
That's right. This is a good microphone.
Oh, finally. I just noticed the desk. It's beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, well, I got this for my birthday. It's so sweet.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so anything else on the immigration do you think of? We're going to come back. We're going to revisit this at a later.
We're going to impasse in terms of, you know, you think it's okay to open the border?
No. I didn't say that. I didn't
you
say that.
You kind of did.
I did.
You did, too.
Ah, Curtis did. Okay.
I think you open the borders up. You let whoever's willing to come. People don't just uproot and move just to come to America.
That's exactly what they do.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is it's not like everybody's going to move up here from Mexico.
We just said that a poll's taken half of the adults in Mexico.
Yeah,
working. It's not quite that. It's working adults.
It still comes out to a large number.
And so
it is.
Half. How many people are in Mexico? 20
67
million?
67 million.
67? Okay, so
Mexico
Arizona,
City alone is like 10 million.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest cities in the world.
Yeah.
So Arizona and New Mexico absorb another extra 10 million
people. And they don't call it New Mexico for nothing.
Right. Hey, man.
That's it.
Cheap labor.
It's called. It was named right.
Hey,
I love Bert.
Nuevo Mexico. Nuevo Mexico.
And they would have cheap labor. Boy, you could get anything done in those two states.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Yeah, you could seriously produce anything.
People, if you didn't have a car that run, you'd get in your chassis and people would carry the chassis and you down the road.
There you go. That's right. It looks like one of those Roman emperor things.
Right, exactly.
You
know?
Mr. Burns, he was like, oh, there's a New Mexico?
That's right.
What happened to the old one? He doesn't even remember the Louisiana birches, you know?
No, that's great. Yep. That's great. No, you're right though.
I agree with.
Yawn away there.
No, it's a little morning here. It's morning.
Oh, it's 3:41 in the morning for you.
Right. I agree with Jimmy that if you're giving away health care, welfare, and medical benefits. I said that twice.
Free tacos.
Free tacos. You're going to get a lot of immigrants.
They're breathing our fucking air. Do you know how foul the stench is in Mexico City? It's in a valley, but it's a valley that's surrounded on mountains by
right.
the forest.
It's not a valley.
No, it's not because of the people.
Sanitation.
It's an indent. It's leftover. It's a crater from a volcano, isn't it? That's what Mexico Ciudad is. And so you have these walls that collect every odor that anybody discharges. Every foul gas that's heavier than oxygen is sitting. Everything that's ever been made is sitting in Mexico. You know, this is what these people are breathing. Half of the kids that are coming up now have asthma. This is the kind of thing that happens if you allow.
That's why they're coming here, man.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying it's
wonderful freedom.
Our free air.
We can charge them.
You know, exactly.
What we do is we get
a quarter slot on the breathing machine.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a gas mask, only you have to put quarters in it.
Okay. That's fine. And they have to recycle their own urine and shit, drink and eat that. Oh, I'll be good with that.
Recycle their own
shit. You were beat by a Mexican as a kid, weren't you? Is that it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I love Mexican food. I have Mexican acquaintances.
I like Mexican
Some of my
beer.
Best friends.
No, I wouldn't say that. I don't trust them. No, I'm kidding. I mean, no, they're just people. They're just people like any other people. However, I don't want all the other people coming here. And, you know, I mean, it's just enough room. I'm sorry. Right. There's not enough room.
I'll tell you.
I want to stand under the tree alone once in a while. And if you allow 300 million more people here, I'm not going to have any trees to stand under alone because there's going to be somebody living in one of them. Or all of them.
Okay. Well, we'll chat more on this.
Yeah.
The density of the United States is not quite as high as you think it is.
No, you're right. I know this.
Man, I flew out to California, and boy, I tell you, you fly over that area, and you look down, you know what's down there?
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
In Florida, too. You know, we have 300 families a day that move to Florida. But where are they going? They're within a mile of the coast. I mean, the coast, it's packed. But you drive down to Tavares or someplace like that.
It's where? Nothing.
Where? Yeah, exactly. Where?
Fleesburg. I mean, it's vacant. I mean, there's just roads and roads and roads and nothing there.
That's perfect.
Yeah, well, you could go there.
So, let's just, you don't want to keep it necessarily in stasis, but it's you know.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Yeah,
yes, you do. Well, all you have to do is just buy yourself a couple thousand acres and then you're
and
set.
Then you can have all the trees you want to.
There you go.
That's it.
Own your own acreage.
Yep. You know, you think about it this way, like all the islands, like they really don't have any immigration there. I mean, you can pull up in a boat to freaking St. Croix or somewhere and get out and start existing. And I mean, they don't check anything. You know, I mean, you once in a while you might get busted, but it's like you don't see those places just, you know, running into the ground. I mean,
people don't generally pack up all their stuff and move.
No, they don't. They got to have a reason. They want to work.
Yeah,
most
right.
of them want to work. Work is a genetic thing that men
pack up all their stuff if they don't have any stuff. And they want to get
me.
Some
I want
to
retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
All right. Well,
let them all come here to do the work.
I think
and take care, so we don't have to.
Jimmy says we've beat that one up today.
All right. What else we got?
Beat the Mexican today.
Okay. The only other thing that I can think of is: do we want to talk about Cindy at all? I don't care much about Cindy Sheehan.
Nah.
She went home, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They're still talking about her on.
You talking about the hooker that was up in the front here?
No, that's another Cindy.
Okay.
Is she still here?
That's Cindy.
I think that's
Cindy Sherhand.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. It might be related, though.
God, I hope not. I don't like to engage
Cindy. Cindy went home. Her mom had a stroke. She vowed to come back. They vowed to carry on. Apparently, she's been adopted by MoveOn.org. And sympathetic neighbors giving them space to sit their protests on, but Bush has got nothing left to say.
Well, Bush already met with her once.
Yeah, so. I mean, how much? You get an audience with the president? What, do you want another one?
Yeah, right. I mean, like, so who doesn't?
Oh,
right.
This is the protesting girl?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
The woman, the mother.
And
the
so
mother,
he finally met with her after?
No, he met with her weeks ago, before she went out there to camp out of this place.
Oh.
That was the thing.
It sets a precedent. I mean, once you do it, you know, if he goes out there again, then everybody, you know, then they're going to be lined up back into Wisconsin, for God's sakes, trying to get.
They've never let that happen, and they are not about to start.
No.
Well, she's
let a few bulls loose out there.
Yeah, as Burns would do, loose the hounds.
I love scared of them protesters.
You saw the neighbor across the street blew off a shotgun around.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah,
he wasn't shooting anybody.
No, he was just shooting in the air, and he was like, "Going, I'm cleaning my gun.
Getting ready for quail season."
Yeah, quail season and their dove season. And then they were like, "Well, are you sure that was the only thing?" Because, you know, you're some ulterior motive. Because, you know, I'll let you put the rest of it together or whatever. You know, he's just all, you know, teed off because there's a bunch of, you know, porta potties, you know, keep stacking up. And he goes, "Man, there's one, now there's two, now there's three, now there's four. God, when is it going to end?" You know, it's like, it looks like Woodstock out here.
You know? That's great.
Hey, maybe we could go down there and make some money.
No kidding.
Some band ought to drive up there just in a semi. Well, you know, the side opens up.
I did notice that she and other people, they somebody's down there making T-shirts. They've got T-shirts that say, you know, whatever they say.
Oddball Bush or something?
No, I'm just all, yeah, right. I don't think so. Seriously, they've got, somebody's down there making T-shirts.
There's vendors and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. My favorite one was the people that were waiting in line for Star Wars, and the guy starts making up Obi-Wan cloaks in line. That was classic, you know. Well, I'll tell you, you can get a job anywhere these days.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth. Well, you know, that brings up, I don't know if I put it on my website or on my blog site, but I will. We'll close on this. It's called Verganzo, I think, verganzo.org. I sent you that letter. The Kansas City is getting ready. The Kansas City School Board is getting ready to teach. They're getting ready to teach intelligent design. They want that in the schools as competitive to Darwinism. Okay. Now, I'm not going to debate the whole thing right now, but this guy wrote in a letter, and it's posted on Verganzo, verganzo.org, I think is what it is. And it's his religion, which is based on the giant spaghetti monster from space. And
he
wants it included. He says, if you're going to include that one, you know, I've got one too. And he goes through the whole thing about statistically why his spaghetti monster created the Earth and how and so forth. So on. No,
I love it.
They had a great picture of it too. Oh, I saw it.
They have a great no. Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. And let me tell you, let me just see here real quick. Maybe I can pull it up here. But I can tell you that the guy is running like 100,000 hits a day. And of course, what he does, he's putting out mugs and T-shirts and everything. I mean, suddenly the guy, you know, is quitting his day job,
right?
And he's a PhD chemist or something, and he wrote this thing, and suddenly he's making, you know, $50,000 a day on this thing. It's just a scream. Let me just see real quick if I can.
So this is what was.
Basically, what it was
it's a satirical protest.
It's a satirical protest. Right.
And he's protesting the. What was the two issues of?
Deal was that they wanted to, that the Kansas City School Board wanted to make intelligent design creationism, essentially, on a par in schools, mandatory with evolution.
What's intelligent design?
That's God.
Oh, okay.
Essentially.
Well, to consider that 90-some percent of the population of this country has some faith in some God having a hand in the creation of life and the universe, etc.
Claudia Schiffer.
Claudia Schiffer. I mean, I have to give God thanks every day for Claudia Schiffer and several other women that I think about often.
That's an intelligent design.
Intelligent,
exactly.
Got that one right.
Broke the mold so there could only be one, you know? I mean, absolutely.
That was the unintelligent part.
But there's so many different other ones, you know? That's also an intelligent thing, because otherwise we'd be bored quickly. There's this crazy idea that something is responsible. So they're going to teach that along with the more logical, physical science of evolution. I don't have a problem with that, to be honest with you.
Well, it's as I say, it's not. I don't believe it is.
Now the spaghetti monster, I might.
To me, they're not incompatible.
They're not. I don't think they are either, to be honest with you.
Can even include the spaghetti monster as part of a, you know.
Sure.
Well, the problem, of course,
what happens when you Anyways.
The problem occurs when if you open up the door for one, that's what this satire is all about, is if you open it up for one, okay, it's not Verganza.
Well, they ought to talk about some of the less established religions, like the spaghetti monster
thing.
There you
go. Exactly. I mean,
and Islam.
Well, yeah, right. No. There. Yeah, it's not. It's
those
not
silly religions. Those
it's not
a crazy people.
You do understand? This is not a religion course. It's a science course about where we came from and how we got here.
And as I said, 90% of the people in this country believe that it had something to do with an intelligent being. I don't think that's the wrong direction to go. If you teach it as fact, that's an issue, right?
That is what they
want them to do.
But
the teachers that are forced to be teaching this are predominantly educated. Some of them are educated and have other ideas about where we came from. So, we're talking about scientists. This is the best. They're probably the best people to teach religion.
It's not a religion course. It is a science course about where things, bugs, DNA. Everything.
Yeah, my thought on that is this: you can call it a science course, but it's a religion course,
right? Exactly.
And the reason is because you can't have any experiments. I mean, that is exactly
what this. Here we are. It's Verganza.org. Here it is. Open letter. Here it is. It's Verganza.org. Open letter to the Kansas City. It's Venganza. Venganza. I sent that link. It's really cool. Anyway, talk about here. He talks about the spaghetti monster. He talks about just the whole thing. Anyway, the whole point is. Let me just see here. He's got a help stop global warming with his bumper sticker. He's talking about global warming versus the number of pirates. He has, this is one of those things. But he has a picture of the spaghetti monster, and it's just hysterical stuff. His coffee mug, it's everything, and he's got. Letters from
how
people.
How much is a coffee mug?
Something? Let me just see here. Good question.
Is it a big coffee mug? I can't find big coffee mugs. Maybe I need to go to bigcoffeemug.com or something.
What I'll do is I'll get a fish bowl and I'll super glue a handle on the side for you.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That'd be just about the right
size.
That'd
be big.
No, there it is. He has his first United Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. It's a cross with a fork in the middle of it. instead of saying peace be with you, brother, you say may you forever be touched by the noodly appendage. Touched by his noodly appendage.
Noodly appendage.
That's right.
That's classic.
No, it's unbelievable.
And we spell noodly and
molar thing.
Yeah, here's the Kansas Museum of Science. You see that sitting with a man riding a dinosaur.
Right.
So.
Man riding a dinosaur.
Oh no, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's as a takeoff, on what would Jesus do? He has WWFSMD. What would the flying spaghetti monster do? And they have a picture here.
I like the man riding.
So is he
going
to make one of those
the
things?
Kansas
He's got to make
city.
The sun.
He is. They are selling the mugs for $16.99.
Wow.
Yes,
shit.
$17.
All right. Okay. I just remembered that there's another religion we need to tell everyone about.
Yes, that's right.
Jimmy Doan.
There it is. There are the mugs touched by his noodly appendage. Large mug, $16.99.
Man.
Oh,
coming
yeah.
to you from Our Lady of Suffering Succotash Church.
No, I am telling you, this is this is something that everybody ought to do. I mean,
he needs to come up with the little spaghetti thing.
Can you email me that link?
Car logo that they can stick on the back of cars, like the little Jesus fish and the little Darwin.
They already have that. They have that. No, they have that. I'm sorry. Oh. They already have bumper stickers. Yes. They have the bumper stickers. Let me just see. They have flags. They have, they have flags, and they have the whole.
What's the web address again?
Okay, it is venganza.org.
Venganza.
Dot org? Dot org, yes.
Dot org, okay.
And it's made all the news and everything. But it's when you see it, he drew a picture of the flying, and then somebody, you know, got into Photoshop and took the Sistine Chapel, for God's sakes. And instead of having man and God, they put it's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it is hysterical stuff. But it's so he started this whole thing. But I mean, here's a guy making, you know, suddenly. Oh, I was a rocket scientist, but there wasn't enough money in it.
Who's got venganza.com?
No clue. I see. Ah, yes. Yes, of course.
A little Amazon.com.
Yeah. How about venganza.org?
Yeah. Nobody will ever spell that. Right there. I'm sorry, what was that address again? It was VEMGA.
Yes,
yeah,
right. Yes, they're next to each other right here on the keyboard. Sorry. Yes, perfect. Yeah, yeah.
Ours are only 15. That's
right. Save you a da-da.
That's it.
Oh, nice. No question about it. All right. Well, listen, I think we're going to wrap this up for the time being until we get the next
thing. All right.
Don't forget to go to jimmydoan.com. And the blog spot is Jimmy Doan blogs at, listen, it's jimmydoan.blogspot.
So they can leave you a message there?
Yes, they can leave me a message there. But
we're going to link to the site.
Yeah, we're going to link to it. But also, they can also leave us a link through, email us through Jimmy Doan. Uh-huh. On our website. Love to hear from you. See what you think of the show.
And Jimmy Jabber's still up for
Jimmy Jabber, time. Right. Jimmy Jabber's still up. You could. That's kind of like a posting blog. That's kind of like a blog thing. Yeah.
Like a short blog.
Short blog, yeah. So we can have some fun with it. Well, anyway, this is a work in progress, as they say.
We're all working.
That's right. We're all hardly working. That's right.
Hardly working.
Hardly working. But we'll be back tomorrow, the next day, whatever it is, with some more people. And make sure you keep us on your... bookmarks. Make sure you can always download this thing. It's a good workout program, by the way. You can get yourself. No, seriously, if you're on the treadmill, this is about an hour long.
It pumps you.
And that's great. And we want to make sure you stay alive. I mean, and by the way,
unless you're Mexican.
Yes, unless you're. That's right.
You guys took it all wrong.
That's right. Unless you're Mexican. Right.
I don't dislike Mexicans.
Just anybody with a sign.
Yeah, that's Danny Pedro that walks across the border, man.
That's right. Well, you know, most of them are coming from Honduras. White the banana. There you go. All right, folks. Thanks a lot. We don't sign off.
See you again.
Yep. Bye. All right. It's a show. Woo! We're good.